From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. As part of our What's the Story project, we asked our listeners to submit anything they wanted to know about South Florida. You voted for the question you most wanted WLRN reporters to look into. That question was, why doesn't Florida use more solar energy? Well, WLRN's Julia Duba looks into exactly why.
Three solar panel contractors are dragging massive panels for heating a pool in a Miami backyard. They're going to install them on the roof of a house. The contractors work for a company called Mr. Solar. Florida doesn't provide financial assistance for installing solar panels on houses. So if you wanted to use solar energy in your house, you'd have to call an independent contractor. Brian Gillis is the CEO of Mr. Solar. He says business is good these days, but it would actually be better if Florida and FPL were more involved with solar energy.
The more salespeople I can hire, the more installers I'll need, the more trucks I'll need on the road, the more tools I'll need. You know, everything trickles down.
Right now, FPL powers the state using mostly natural gas. Out of all the power FPL makes for the state, less than 0.1% comes from solar energy. Some studies show that Florida ranks third in the nation for potential to install rooftop solar panels, but the state ranks 18th in actual installation. California's first. Buck Martinez is director of the Clean Energy Office at FPL. He says natural gas is cheaper than solar, but Florida is using solar the best way it can right now.
We're not doing as bad as people think we are, but I think there'll be an opportunity to advance as the price continues to come down.
Alternative energy is always an alternative until it's cheaper.
That's Professor James Fenton of University of Central Florida in Orlando. He heads UCF's Florida Solar Energy Center, the university's research hub.
We're now getting to the point where it's cheaper.
That's because people are using solar power on a larger scale now. Also, the technology is getting better, making solar power easier to use. Meanwhile, fossil fuels are getting more expensive.
When people start to understand that, then you find a way to fix the policy to take advantage of that.
Florida launched a rebate program in 2006, but ended it when the program became too popular. This year, the state took that program off the books entirely. FPL does offer some rebate programs, but the wait list is long and the funds are limited. Buck Martinez from FPL says beyond the political hurdles, there's another problem.
I think in the state of Florida, our challenge is the amount of rainfall and the amount of cloud coverage we have. Obviously, Florida has good potential. It's not great potential.
But some solar energy advocates argue that building solar plants across the state can help grab energy from a sunny area while it's cloudy in another during rainy season in Florida. Brian Gillis of Mr. Solar says the first step to improving how Florida uses solar energy is to learn about it. He even goes to schools to teach kids how solar energy works.
I think a lot could change if people were more educated on what solar power is, and a little bit more information on the feasibility of it.
For now, Floridians can get a tax break for installing solar power from the federal government, but not from the Sunshine State. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
To learn more about how Florida uses solar energy, please visit WLRN.org and click on What's the Story? From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.